Good morning and welcome to Cosmic Influence. My name is Walter Cruttenden and I'm here with co-host Jeff Pitino.
How is everyone today?
Excellent. And once again, Jeff and I work with the Binary Research Institute, where we investigate ancient cultures and the possibility that history or consciousness might move in a vast cycle of time as taught by over 30 ancient cultures. And there's much myth and folklore about this, which we study. We also study archaeological artifacts. And we're, of course, very interested in the character and nature of life in the higher ages. And on that point, we often interview people that might be able to give us some glimpse of it, either because they've studied it from one aspect or another, or because, as in the case of our guest today, they're actually working on living that type of life. And so we have a very special show where we will be interviewing Shama and Krotala regarding Damanhur, which is a very unique community in Italy. And so, Shama, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good. And Krotala, you can hear okay?
Here we are.
Good. Okay. Well, I guess maybe you could just tell us a little bit about this, because I think most of us have, in the U.S. are not too familiar with Damanhur, other than when you made the papers for the underground temple. So please give us an overview.
Well, Damanhur is the largest Federation of Spiritual Community that exists in Europe. And Damanhur is born in the 1975. And let's say it's a practical dream. It's a dream of a group of people that wants really to unite the spiritual research in the everyday life. So, and this first group of people, there was 20 people, so it was really a dreamer. And now we are more than 1,000 of people that are living, working, studying, researching together. And Damanhur, let's say, it's also an example that we are sharing all over the world that, well, it's still possible to create dreams and to create something real and something different.
And I understand that you've lived there for roughly 20 years, and Shama, you've lived there now for 7, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And Shama, I guess your background is helping with conferences and events and other related activities, and now you're working as a teacher and translator there. Is that correct?
Yes, in Damanhur we wear many hats. We are very busy, very active, and we do many things. So one of my jobs is to organize tours for Damanhur and for the ambassadors that come to present Damanhur and to present courses. One other job is also to translate for instructors that only speak Italian, for the many visitors that we have and that want to participate to our courses.
And how about you, Krotala? What functions do you perform there?
Well, I'm the head of what we call the Olami Damanhur University. It is the organization that manages all the guests that are coming to visit us. So from the visit to our university, I'm coordinating all the activity. And also in these last 10 years, I'm also traveling a lot to open new center, new reference point for Damanhur here in the U.S., but also all over the world. And, well, this is very exciting because there is more and more people that are interested to Damanhur.
Okay. So just to tell our listeners a little bit more, this is a community of people that have come together to share sort of a common dream. And I guess the closest analogy would be what some people would call a commune. But can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, some of the philosophy?
Yes, well, also because when we are talking about community, sometimes the people, they imagine, you know, that kind of life that was, you know, about 30 or 40 years ago. No, it's totally different. Damanhur, it's based on a spiritual research. So it's not a religion, but it's about research. Research in all the things that we know and mostly in the things that we still don't know. And Damanhur is based on the philosophy that in every person there is a God. So you are a God, I'm a God, everybody is a God, because our soul is a piece of this God. But probably we have a little problem, so we don't remember. We forget that we are God. So we are looking for our mission in life. And for us, the mission is to reawake this God. And the reawakening is not just, let's say, in the theory or in the study, but it's also to make it happen. So to, let's say, think with your hands. So make it happen what you study, what you research. And Damono was born to make it happen. So not only think about, but also move your hands to realize what you dream.
I like that, think with your hands. Well, we certainly agree with you on this show that we're all a God inside, and of course some have forgotten, and that's what some of the issues with the world are now. I've also read and studied some other communities, and it seems that those that have sort of a common spiritual bond of some kind seem to do better than those that are just coming to live together. Are there some common things that people do, either yoga or meditation, or are you just studying all the spiritual sciences?
Well, you know, spirituality, it's a large topic. So there is, let's say, a basic things that everybody are studying about the spirituality. But then there is many different group of research in Damono that are studying, you know, the connection with the natural medicine, or for example, the use of what we call the selfie. It is an ancient knowledge that combines the property of metals and form.
And what was that? Can you repeat that name?
Selfie, or self. This is not English; is an ancient language, and self or selfie means spiral. In one of the knowledge that we are studying, that we are using, also creating the temple. So the temple underground is the large selfie structure in the world. So just to come back to the question, so we have the same way of research, but then we have a larger group of people that are, let's say, make it deeper, the research in different fields.
That's a beautiful idea. For our listeners that don't know, Damanhur is named after a city in ancient Egypt. Shama, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. In ancient Egypt, there was this city that was mainly for initiates that were trained there in the path of knowledge. It had great underground labyrinth facilities where the initiates were trained. And Damanhur, right now, current Damanhur also has an underground temple and is based on spiritual knowledge as well. And so the name is very fit, the city of light from the ancient time and this modern time. So there is a connection.
Now, I want to talk about the temple because I think that's one of the things that really kind of made headlines for the community.
And it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
we were looking at the pictures yesterday online.
Yeah, the pictures are absolutely amazing. It's a stunning, stunning place.
How did it come about?
Yeah, how did it come about? How did you go about building it? And then I understand too that it was kept kind of secret for 16 years. Why was that as well?
Well, it's an interesting story, this part of the secret of Damanhur, but in any case, the temple comes from the vision of Alberto Iraudi in Damanhur Falco, the founder of Damanhur. And, well, he was the one with the vision. Also, if, you know, build an underground temple as we did, it's quite an adventure. And for us, it was also, again, the practical part of a spiritual dream. So not just think about incredible things, but really to make it happen. And for us was, like a dynamic meditation, because digging into the rock is like to dig inside of yourself, and then the new space that you are creating outside is a sort of inner new space that you are creating inside of yourself. And, well, the temple was an incredible adventure for all the community, for all of us, and, well, I was lucky to be part of the group that was really creating the temple. And the energy of that period of time was really unbelievable and unforgettable. also because, well, it's true, it was in secret. In secret because, you know, we are in Italy, and Italy sometimes has, you know, strange approach to the law and et cetera. And to create a place like this, to ask all the permission, well, probably the only answer would be no. So we decided to take the risk to build in any case, and then to open just at the end.
Better to ask forgiveness than permission.
You know, I'm sure you're well aware of many ancient cultures built temples underground. Some we find around Malta, and others, even as late as Roman Greco era, the Mithra temples were underground. And was this part of the spiritual research then?
Definitely. Well, the temple of humankind, it's using probably the ancient language that all the civilization was using. And this language is the language of the stone. That means that what the Mayas was using, what the Egyptian, what the Greece, what all the civilization was using in that incredible structure, the architecture, is the same language that we are using inside of the temple. So in the temple, every corner, every step, every wall, every roof, or every chamber has a meaning. So everything is following that kind of concept of sacred geometry, where using that kind of numbers and measure and etc., you are moving energy, meaning, and connection to the energy of the earth, but also to the energy that are outside of the earth.
Can you give us just a few statistical points here, the overview? How big is the land that you are on? How do you govern yourselves? Those sorts of things.
Oh, about Damanhur. Well, I'm not very good about numbers, but you have to think about houses, land, and places for more than 1,000 people and for more than 60 different business activity. So I don't know how many acres are, but there are quite a lot, let's say. Also because Damanhur is not concentrated just in one point. So you have to imagine that the valley that I guess, so the Val Chiusella, it's quite a very green and uncontaminated valley, and we are quite like one village of the many different villages, but not just one point, in an area that is around 50 miles, just to give you the idea.
Okay, and then how far is this from your northern border?
Well, we are quite in a very strategic position because we are close to Switzerland, close to France, close to the sea, close to the mountain. We are just 1 hour and a half by drive from Milan and just 45 minutes from Torino. And we are located in the north of Italy for the people that know a little bit Italy. And in any case, well, Italy is a wonderful country, so probably it's also a wonderful occasion to come to visit Italy and then also to come to visit Damanhur.
Okay, so is it open then to anybody from the outside? Could I come visit there?
Yes, always. We have 50,000 guests every year coming from all over the world, so Damanhur is open every day, and we enjoy to have guests that are coming to visit us, to visit the temple, to join our seminars, and you can find the easy information on our website, that is damanhur.org, or also just email to welcome@damanhur.it. So everybody is welcome to come to visit and to share also the ideas, because, well, we don't think that we are done everything, that we are like beginner, let's say, and we love to share different point of view, different experience, different research. So It's an invitation for you for sure, but also for all the people that are listening to us.
Good. Well, tell us, so what type of courses or seminars could we expect then?
Well, as I told you, we have also a university that is not quite a typical university, because we are studying all the topics that normally you cannot find in the university, but topic as astral travel or past life research or inner harmonizing or personality or talking with the plants or Atlantis and the ancient civilization and all the history about the ancient civilization.
Sounds like all the stuff we study over here.
Yes, for sure. Also the school of spiritual healer, or the experience to contact with the cosmos into the temple. So we have a very full-fit calendar all the year of many different activities we are doing in Damanhur, using also, for sure, the temple, but also here in America. So, for example, also this weekend, I will teach astral travel, and Shama will teach her tarot card here in Los Angeles. And Shama probably, she knows exactly the location that I don't know.
I was going to ask, where in Los Angeles are you going to be teaching?
We are
going to,
Krotel will be teaching at the Zero Point Center in Santa Monica, and I will be teaching near Ventura.
Okay.
Yes, and also we have a couple of other presentations that maybe could be a good occasion to meet the people that are on the radio now, and also to meet you maybe.
Sounds great. Can people then find out information on your website?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And just for our listeners, damanhur.org, it's damanhur.org.
Yes. Great. Perfect.
Great. I'm just fascinated with what you're doing.
One of the things that I found really fascinating on your website was the number of different communities that you have within Damanhur, and each seem to have a different purpose and play a different role, as well as being geographically separate from one another. Can you talk about that a little bit, and how each community maybe is different or plays a different role, and then how they all work together as well?
Well, we are always the same idea, so it's always Damanhur, but as in the research, you have many things to do, and also our community, so they are doing different routes. So, for example, my community is involved in all the experience in contact with the Buddha, with the sacred Buddha. For example, other nucleus, other community are connected to present Damanhur and to offer, hospitality for all the people that want really to see how is the community life. Other communities that are more involved in the alternative energy. Other that are more involved in all the different technology or new technology. Because, well, we love really to be part of the world. And let's say every person can choose the community that has the rules close to your talent and also your passion.
And what did you say, root?
No, rose. You meant
rose.
Rose. Yes,
it's
sometimes my English is not always, it's a little bit Italian.
Oh, rose. Oh,
that
beautiful.
Each nucleus has a role, that a function to serve Damanhur.
Row. Okay.
And how does the community work in terms of do the people that do most of the people that live there actually work within Damanhur, or do they have jobs?
Some have jobs outside.
Some have jobs outside, or how does the community work in that way?
Well, the goal is to work all in our activity, because we are spending so much time into a place working, that to share also this time with people that are doing and that are thinking the same dreams, that it's really fantastic. But let's say, at the moment, we have quite the 65-70% of the people that are involved in our internal activity, and then we have also people that are working outside. So, for example, they are working in a bank, or they are lawyers, so in the morning you go to Torino or to Ivrea to work, and then you come back to your home, so to Damanhur.
Hmm. And how do you then make decisions if you have to make a joint decision for the community?
Well, you have to imagine that we are changing many times our organization, because one thing is to organize a group of 50 people. One thing is to organize a group of 200 people.
Right.
And another thing is to organize a group of 500 and more again for 1,000. So,
you're evolving.
Yes, exactly. You have to evolve also your organization. But normally, let's say, the community, the nucleus community, they elect one person, let's say, as the president of the community for 1 year. And the president, let's say, is the one that is managing more the activity of the community. Then all the presidents, they are creating another, let's say, another level, another group of decision. And on top of this, we elect every 6 months what we call the guides. And at the moment, the number of these guides are three. And these guys, they have not only to manage, you know, the practical decision, but also, let's say, to manage also the practical and spiritual choice.
Okay, hold that thought, would you? We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Kotalo, just to finish up on the government side, you mentioned that there's three guides. And are they, like, then a governing body or... I'm trying to always think of this in normal terms, and you're trying to take it out of normal terms. So.
Yes. Well, we're using these terms, but you don't have to confuse it for in other ways. So the guys, these three people that they are elected to all the citizens of Damanhur, in these 6 months they have to guide, as the name, the decision, the choice, in a practical but mostly spiritual way. That means that we want to give value to the things that for us are important. So the guys are important people, let's say, for that 6 months. And for us it's also important that many citizens can, let's say, change the position. So we believe that all the responsible position are sort of service position. So it's also important to see the point of view when you are the responsible, when you are not. So normally many people are turning around this kind of rule, because then it's important to know how is when you have to make decision.
Right. And what happens when you run into, say, then a discipline or a crime problem, heaven forbid?
Well, let's say we don't have crime problem. Not at all. In Germany, nobody smokes, nobody is taking drugs. Because this is part of our choice of life. Let's say we are well selected, our citizens, because Damanhur is a choice of life. So it's not a society where there is someone that will tell to you what you have to do or what you don't have to do, because you know exactly what you have to do and what you don't want to do. That's it. Because it's part of your life. It's part of your choice. So in that case, it's much easier, let's say, in Damanhur.
Okay, and how about drinking wine? Do some
well, some, you know, we're in Italy, so we love good wine.
Good.
I mean, with a good, you know, with a good sense for everything, because I mean, we don't have to abuse of any substance. But in this case, well, a cup of red wine sometimes is good,
especially with the right pasta.
Exactly.
Good. Well. One thing that both Jeff and I were captivated about when we looked at the site was the incredible art. Tell us about some of these different rooms, the themes, and how on earth you came up with this, just these masterpieces.
Well, art is a part of expression of every individual. And for us, art is not only to express, you know, the beauty, but art is, again, an instrument that is able to connect what is really deep inside of yourself, at the same time also to connect what is beyond, what is, you know, divine, what is in another level. So for us, art is an instrument to give value to the things and to give meaning to the things. Also because art is an international and universal language. It's something that will touch the core of your soul. So in Damanhur, we love to express all this meaning through the art. We have a lot of laboratory about mosaic, about the Tiffany glass, about the ceramic, about the painting. And all are united to that style that, again, is coming from our research, what we call the sacred language. So sacred language is a very ancient language, again, much before the Atlantean period of time, where the language is an archetype language. So that means that could be done as a sign, as a word, but also as a sound, as a vibration, also as a movement. And from the study of this sacred language, all our art is based on.
Yeah, well, it's certainly incredible. And I understand when the Italian government first found out about this underground temple that they wanted to make you take it down, and then apparently people realized how incredibly beautiful it was, and they reversed their decision. Is something like that? Do I have that correct?
Yes. You are correct.
Good. And are some of the people there selling the art to the community around Italy?
Yes. It's part of our business, let's say.
Okay.
Because we are working for sure for us, but we are also offer our art for all the people that want to enjoy something unique, because our artists are doing things that it's very hard to find all over the world.
Yes. Outside of the physical arts, of course, there's many different types, and I guess, Shama, your interpretation of sacred signs would be considered an art. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing there.
Well, as Crotal was saying, we have as a basis for our art what we call the sacred language. And the sacred language is used in so many ways, in art, in rituals, in prayers, and in movement. It's used in a variety of ways. What came to me intuitively was that it could also be used for divination. And so I decided to create this deck of cards, of 111 cards, with the symbols of the sacred language on them and the background of Celtic paintings that, again, is, the famous Celtic I was talking about, that is this ancient discipline that we have also recuperated along with the sacred language. And so these cards are very beautiful, and they're also very powerful unconsciously, because these sacred ancient ideograms speak to your unconscious and kind of activate memories from ancient times. So I'm teaching how to read these signs and read these cards, and I'm going to be doing this weekend here in Los Angeles, and it's very exciting. I also give private readings with these cards and have them available in bookstores and all over the states. If people want them, they can have them. They're called Bral Talay, which is a sacred language definition, meaning magical signs for divination.
Beautiful. Well, you're listening to Cosmic Influence. We'll be back. Kotolo, I understand that you teach a course on ancient cultures.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, for us it's so important, the history, because, well, not the history that normally we can learn in our school, but another kind of history. And history is so important because the time could be also seen as a wheel that is turning, and very slowly, but maybe into the time is bringing back some opportunity or some situation that we already passed in another moment. So study the history, it seems that it's also study maybe the future. So what could be the future? And we love to, let's say, to take a line that brings the history of the humankind from a period of time that is before Atlantis, and then connect this line to this moment, because we believe that this moment of the time is so important.
What did you say, before what?
Before Atlantis.
Okay.
Before Atlantis.
All right, sort of a pre-Diluvian.
Yes, pre-Diluvian ancient history. And as you know, there is a lot of things, mostly also in Italy, about the mystery archaeology, and we love also to travel in different places of the world where there is interesting things about this theory, because we don't believe in the, let's say, in the normal vision of the history about evolution, etc. And there is also places in the world, not so far from where we are, where there is very interesting places that are discovered that they can really rewrite the history of the humankind. For example, I've been this summertime in Bosnia and Herzegovina, close to Sarajevo, to visit probably the first European pyramids in Visoko. I don't know if you heard about it. It's a very interesting research that a person, Semir Osmanogovic, is doing in these last 5 years about this place. But just to come back to our idea, so we believe that what happened now, it's related to what was happening in the past. And if this is really the time of transformation, is because, let's say, this was preparing much before.
Right. Yeah, we've often talk about the great year, Plato's term for this vast cycle of time. And implicit in that idea, of course, is that prior to the Dark Ages, the farther back you go, the sort of the higher consciousness you would find. And obviously that's completely opposed to the present paradigm that things are linear and anything that came before us must be more primitive. And so I'm fascinated by the fact that you seem to be teaching something similar there.
Well, you know, we are also talking about the structure of the time. And in Damanhur, we're also talking about time travel. And, well, there is a lot of very fascinating things and topic that we are talking about, the engineers of humankind. And for me, what is really fascinating is to connect the meaning of why we are here, let's say. Why we are here as humankind, but also why I am here, why you are here. So the meaning of the mission of every person. So talking about the history, it seems to talk about the history of every person.
Exactly, his story, and we're all his. Yes. The yugas, which I'm sure you're well aware of, through the Vedic term for this vast cycle of time, they also talk about time travel in the Treta Yuga, which the Greeks called the Silver Age. And while there's very little said about it, it's supposed to be one of the tenets of that age, versus the Dwapara Yuga is one where we overcome space. The Treta is one where you overcome time. And that's, of course, fairly inconceivable to us now, although we did have a professor, who was that was on the show not long ago, Jeff?
Professor Mallett.
Right, with the University of Connecticut, I believe. And he's a physicist, and he's just working on building one of the first modern time machines, which sort of on a quantum level.
Yeah, they were working on bending, like forcing light, forcing basically a laser to travel in a circular path. And by doing that, it would create a vortex through which they could fire neutrons through. And they would measure the lifespan of the neutrons, or it might have been neutrinos, and basically to determine if they were traveling through time, because the theory was that this circle of light would actually create a temporal vortex.
Yeah. So anyway, it's nice to see that something that we just thought was myth and folklore for so long is now actually being looked at seriously by modern science, and this seems to be a common theme, doesn't it?
It is, for sure. Well, we are talking the same language. We have just to wait the right moment where also many other people will learn and will use this language.
Good. And I understand also you're teaching a class on astral travel?
Yes, exactly.
Tell us a little bit about that, if you can.
Well, astral travel probably is the seminar that I'm teaching most all over the world, because it's one of these kinds of opportunity where everyone can really discover that inside of us we have a huge potential that we are not using at all. And astral travel, our approach is not just talking about astral travel, but it's really to experience astral travel. And that for us is so important, because without experience, again, we cannot, let's say, change, transform ourselves. So for me, probably the astral projection, it's one of the most exciting experiences that every human being can do, and learning how to do it in the right way, so what to do, what not to do, and mostly in this weekend, to learn the technique and the instrument to use by your own. This incredible experience, so it's quite interesting.
Good. And is that one of the classes you're teaching while you're on tour over here? Or?
Yes, in this weekend, exactly.
Okay, and remind me where that is again.
Sham again.
At the Zero Research Institute.
Say that name one more time.
Zero Research Institute.
Okay, great.
Maybe we can also give the address just to give to them some more information about.
Okay, yeah, if you have that available, we'll put that up. And meanwhile, tell people.
Zero Point Research. The phone number to call, well, the person to call is John Riley, and the phone number is 310-828-8473.
Yeah, repeat that number one more time.
310-828-8473.
So 310-828-8473.
8473.
John Riley at Zero Point Research.
Great. Okay, we'll take a quick break and be right back. Just to finish up on astral travel, is remote viewing comparable? Is it a form of astral travel in effect?
It's a part. Could be a part of this experience, but not exactly what we call astral projection. So remote viewing it could be an idea of, but it's different.
Okay. All right, well, I guess I'll just have to take the course to find out.
Yes, for sure. Well, it's an opportunity because we're not here so often in Los Angeles, so maybe for many people could be really the right occasion to meet Damanhur and then also to experience the teaching of Damanhur.
Good. Well, what do you see? You call Damanhur a laboratory of the future. What do you see as the future, not just for Damanhur, but for society as a whole?
Well, we have many dreams, many views of the future, and one of the dreams is to have many different communities of the world. So we believe that the future of the social system could be the community. And we are encouraging and improving a group of people to realize community. I mean, it's not that we have to copy Damanhur. We are not interested to this. But we are interested to, let's say, to show to the people that it's really living together that is possible to realize the dreams. So we need dreamer. We need people that want to realize something new, something different. Whatever is your thought, your dream, your belief. So it doesn't matter. So and also tomorrow morning we will go in a community that already exists because we are supporting. People that want to create new community, but also community that already exists. Because, you know, we after 35 years, we know a little bit how it works. Also, you know, when the problems are coming or when the situation are coming. So we are, let's say, helping them to go on and then to really to create a strong community. And tomorrow, Shama, what we will do?
Tomorrow we are doing a mini course on how to create a successful community in for a small community already existing. And it's in Old Topanga Canyon. And the person there that has called us is somebody that has come to Damanhur, has seen it with their own eyes, and has been impressed enough to call us to their community and teach them, you know, how to continue on how to make their community more solid.
That's really wonderful.
Yes, it's a mini course from 9:30 to 1:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay, you know there's another community in pretty big in California. That's the Ananda community. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Yes. We are friends with them.
Oh,
we have,
good.
We have a place in Assisi, in Italy, and we are. Strongly connected with them.
Oh, excellent, because, yeah, Yogananda taught about world brotherhoods, and I'm actually on the board of the Ananda University.
Uh-huh. And Kriyananda has come a couple of times to Damanhur, visiting the temple and being with us, and we did actually put a theater piece on something that he wrote when he was a young man. And it was a very wonderful event. So, yeah, we are brothers and sisters with the Ananda community.
Good. Well, then do you see these types of brotherhood communities sort of expanding as society moves forward in America and Italy and other countries?
For sure.
Yeah, I agree. It seems very much needed, especially when you turn on the news at night or watch the political shenanigans.
Yes, probably.
I can hardly wait.
Well, you have to come to visit us, definitely, now. Right?
Good, yeah. I'd love to talk about the yugas and things like that. You're just here in the U.S. then for another week or two and then heading back to Italy?
Yes, we will be back in the U.S. in the middle of November, not in California. We will go in Florida, in Miami, and also in Georgia and Atlanta, again, for teaching, not just for 1 week, but for 3 weeks, also because we are now looking for begin what we call the mystery school in the U.S. for the next year. So we are looking for, new reference points in the West Coast, because in the East Coast we already are ready for action, let's say.
So when you say mystery school, is this something, a physical facility will open up, or some coursework, or what?
No, we have reference points here. There are two centers, one in North Carolina, that has invited us to come and to begin this mystery school, which is a 3-year program, and we are now setting up to come at least every two months to North Carolina and to Florida, where we have these strong centers, to bring this mystery school. Mystery school, which is a program that is for self-improvement, growth, spiritual understanding, knowledge, transformation, a whole program that has been studied to take a person, in steps towards more connection with their own divinity.
Okay. And what did you say? It's a 3-year?
It's a 3-year program.
Okay. So if I go through a 3-year mystery school, then at the end it's not a mystery anymore?
Well, the mystery of yourself would be more easily revealed to you.
Okay. At least parts of it.
Well, let's say one of the goals is really the mission. And then to recognize or to give a new answer to why you're here, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're doing is just is really a beautiful thing, and it's profound and ideal and something that I hope will spread in other parts of the world. We only have a minute left here. Is there any message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, the message is to live your dream and to believe that it's possible. And it would be very wonderful to meet all the dreamers together in a big hug in Damaro or in another place of the world.
Okay, well, Jeff and I will do our part to gather them up. Maybe we'll take a CPAC over there someday. Good. So thank you very much for being on the show, Kotala and Shama.
Thank you for hosting us in person.
Okay. Take care. You're listening to Cosmic Influence. We'll be right back. Talk about living your dreams. These people are really doing it, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. It's just fascinating because on the show we talk a lot about the higher ages, and we talk to a lot of people who philosophize and
speculate
and research, and these people are people that are actually putting it into practice in their own lives and on a large scale. I think anyone can try and do it within themselves, but to
form
take,
a whole community,
yeah, to form
like
a whole community of 1,000 people
with incredible art. That's
it's quite an undertaking.
Yeah. Anyway, fascinating show, and thank you all for listening.
Once again, if you'd like more information on our research, please visit our website, www.binaryresearchinstitute.org. And if you'd like more information on the Daman Hero community, their website is damanhero.org, and it's damanhur.org. And also, don't forget to buy our book, Lost Star, Myth and Time, available at Barnes & Noble. Yeah, you know, got to throw in a pitch every now and then. It's available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's. In the meantime, bring on the higher ages.